The debugger in Natural One is built on top of the Eclipse debugger. Let's first select a program to debug by right-clicking it, selecting Debug As, and then Natural Application. This will open up the Eclipse Debug Perspective. This debug perspective contains a number of standard views. In the top left-hand corner is the launcher, which tracks your previous debugging sessions. Top right displays the variables which are in the current scope. In the middle is the source editor, where you can set breakpoints, and to the right is an outline view to navigate within the source. The console is still at the bottom of the perspective. The menu bar has the following debugging functions. You can run the program, stop it, step into, step over, or step out. The debugger will automatically position the program pointer at the first statement in the source, in this case, an include statement. Let's take a look at what's happening inside this copy code. So I will select Step Into from the menu bar, which automatically opens up the copy code source and displays every line. But right now, we're not very interested in stepping through this uninteresting code, so I'll choose Step Return To or Step Out. But right now, we're not very interested in stepping through this part of the code, so I'll choose Step Return to step out of it. That will take me back to the main source. As we step through the program statements, we can observe how the variable values change as we go along. This is indicated by yellow color coding, as you can see in the top right window. In this view, we can also change the value of a variable, which we do by clicking on the value and entering a new value. Let's step a bit deeper into the program. We've now made a number of assignments, and we can take a closer look at the content by hovering over the variables with our cursor.